And then a month later, I get a message, an email from the UN inviting me to come to Rwanda to lead a creative, I would say, healing movement because of the genocide that had happened in Rwanda, where these people were catatonic. They had, they could not talk about what had happened, and they were young children when they were 7 or 8, and saw their whole families massacred, and they didn't know what to do with them. And so they said, could you come? Well, the woman I'd prophesied over had come to Bethel to get a prophetic word about how could she heal these like traumatized victims of this genocide.
I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour. Hi, family. Thank you for tuning in to this week's what's going to be an exceptional episode of Live Your Best Life with, of course, Mina Wright. And my friend joining me for today's conversation is a spiritual mama and a mentor and a leader to really a movement. I would say it's a movement of creatives all around the world, where her passion is to see reformers raised up, creative reformers who can bring that reformation and redemption and healing literally across the globe. She's also the founder of Create Academy, which is an online creative university. She's an exceptional woman of God. So it is my joy and privilege to welcome to the conversation with me today, Teresa Dedman. Teresa, welcome.
Thank you so much, Liz. I am just so excited to be here and just to see all that you have done and to enter into this place that you have brought people into the presence of God. It just is amazing to me. And I was so happy to have you on my conference as well. And just to see what you brought to the people that were daring to dream beyond. I am so honored and so blessed to be here and to share my heart with you and with everyone else.
Yeah, it was such an honor, Teresa, to be able to be with you, because I do think we have such similar hearts, you know, where we are passionate about helping people experience the real Jesus and live from union and create and live the purpose, the reason why we're on earth, you know, but from that place of true, authentic, experiential life with Jesus. So I know we have the same heart in that for sure. Okay, so I wanted to dive in. Question number one, which I don't think I've ever heard you talk about, is how did you actually meet Jesus to begin with? Where did your God story start?
Yeah, that is such a great question. It was when I was 5 years old and I was sitting with my dog on my front step in my front yard, and I was waiting for my brothers and my sister to come home from school. And all of a sudden, I remember it was very, very still. It was almost like everything had stopped. And at the very top of these poplar like branches in these trees, which is probably about maybe 500 feet high, I saw these leaves swirling like this, like, but nothing else is moving. And I remember that the Holy Spirit was speaking to me. And I knew at that point in time, I knew two things. And it was a visitation where, I mean, as a five-year-old, it wasn't like I heard a voice, but I understood that I would follow Jesus my whole life and that I would be a teacher. And I was raised Catholic, so the only way that I described it was I'm going to be a nun, right? Because that's all I knew. Thank God, my husband, Kevin, that did not come true. But I knew that I was called. And after that, my mom said that I would be asking these questions, like, how come God always was. I had a different framework than most five-year-olds. And so that happened. And throughout my life, I would have these continued encounters with God that would show me his heart. And so I really decided then to be a person who was passionate about Jesus. And I never stopped. I never felt like I had to ever stop, because his love was so magnificent, so beautiful.
Yeah. That's amazing. So he kind of literally set your life on course from such an early age. So in that moment, did you experience his love?
Yeah, I did. I felt unconditionally loved, which interesting because when I would go to church, it was more of like, you have to do everything right. Very, very performance-based. Very, you're not good enough based in that system. But I always knew that I was different. I always knew that I was supposed to do something great for God. So it was almost like God had protected me from that encounter time to walk purely before the Lord and to also have a gift of discernment to know that that wasn't right. Like that wasn't the God that I knew. But obviously as a child, I didn't quite know how to address that.
Yeah, but it's incredible. So he really protected you and had his hand on you. So one of the things that I really felt that was in the Lord's heart today to draw out from you, from the treasure of walking with him for your whole life, pretty much, and all that you pour out, is how you help mentor people in the creative aspect of who they are, and particularly the impact that you've had regarding people needing healing. So I remember we were having dinner with a group of other friends years ago in Redding in California when I first met you, and you'd just come back from a trip. I think you'd been in the Middle East, where you had been teaching art to a group of women who'd survived terrorism. And you were sharing some of the testimonies of how they got healed as you just literally taught them to express themselves through art. And it so impacted me, the power of creativity when you spoke. I think I was crying at the time. And I just thought, this is an aspect of creativity that not everybody's familiar with. I mean, a lot of people watching will be, but it's a way that the Lord partners with is in our creativity that's life-changing. So I wanted to ask you if you remember what I was talking about. I know you've got a squillion testimonies anyway, but can you just go there with us and share with some of what you've seen when the Lord's crashed in and encountered people and they've been able, I think you said the women were so traumatized, they were nonverbal at that stage, or some of them were, but then they began to be able to articulate the pain through what they were drawing as you walked with them through that process. So can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, I would love to. First of all, one of the amazing things that happens is as you start to trust God, like what we're talking about, you have to follow what the Holy Spirit is saying, which I know that you do so well. And so I was just like, it was during a conference, and I think it was the prophetic, and I was going through our Hebrews lobby where we get our coffee and our tea, etc. And the Lord said, I want you to prophesy over this woman. And I said, sure. And so I prophesied over her. She was manifesting, fell on the ground. And then I said, oh, this is more than just a prophetic word. So I had my team of creatives that are dancers, because I've raised up the dancers, the artists, the writers. So they were all in this room called the Great Room. And I said, here, I'm going to take you over here, and they would like to minister to you. Now, I had never done that before, but I thought, hey, we had just finished up with a session in the conference. Let's have her go there. So she did. And then afterward, the conference, she said, Teresa, this has changed my life. Well, I did not know any more than that story. And then a month later, I get a message, an email from the UN inviting me to come to Rwanda to lead a creative, I would say, healing movement because of the genocide that had happened in Rwanda, where these people were catatonic. They could not talk about what had happened. And they were young children when they were 7 or 8 and saw their whole families massacred. And they didn't know what to do with them. And so they said, could you come? Well, the woman I prophesied over had come to Bethel to get a prophetic word about how could she heal these like traumatized victims of this genocide. And then she bumps into me, ha, ha, ha. So anyway, so I go there. But what I do is I ask Holy Spirit for a blueprint. I always do that because I always feel that no matter where I go, no matter what I do, I want to be fresh. I want to find out what God is saying to these people. So I had this blueprint where God showed me about, okay, you need to take them to the Father's house. They need to be adopted. They've lost their families. And that was step number one. They needed to reconcile with the people that had hurt them. So I had a whole forgiveness section that I did with the person who had gone through a genocide themselves that was on my team. So I brought 30 people over, and then they did prophetic workshops in the afternoon where they could talk about what had happened for the first time. So we had jewelry making, we had drama, we had music, we had printmaking with art, we had photography over 7 or 8. And then they began to share their stories, because when we get hurt and we are traumatized, like all of us here, and I know your story, Liz, as well, we do not remember in words, we remember in images. So the way back is going to be through images to bring healing. And so we literally saw these people get not only saved, they forgave, they got adoption papers from Jesus. They received so many different things. And at the end of that time, this man who was, I think he was 17 at the time, he goes, thank you for coming and showing us the true love of Jesus when no one else would. And so for me, the team of people loving them, which I do with what I do in Create Academy, is so vital. But the healing, that healing model began to grow. And so I wrote curriculum on that. So I have a Create to Be Free course. And now I've developed it for children too, that like Jessica Tate took that to the Middle East. I've had probably 25 different people be taking it all over. I took it to the Philippines with the women that had gone through the sex slave trade, who had no hope of ever feeling loved again. And that totally transformed them. So I just began to see that, Liz, and this is crazy, because I found that only through encounters could they change the way that they thought about themselves. And by them taking ownership and then creating art through simple, you know, prophetic art stuff, could they get healed. So the two things that were important in what I did was, number one, I had to have them think about a loving father. I had to get them in touch with what their pain was. And then I had to get them in a place where they could freely start to talk about that. So in groups, they would talk about their experiences. And then I saw immediate transformation that was lifelong, because if we have an emotional pain that's connected to our like amygdala, to everything else, we can get triggered again. But if we have an experience with God that's greater than that, which is what you found out, then it replaces that. And then what they remember is not the pain, but they remember what God has said about them that changes the way they think about who they are.
That's profound, Teresa. And it's the truth, isn't it? Because from my own journey, I know that to be true. You know, that greater experience with Jesus, with the love of God for us, that it drowns out the previous experience that has traumatized us, and he overrides the belief system, and he just pours his healing love in, because of course he's real, you know, he's real. And it's very moving listening to your stories, because I know that you've worked with some of, you know, people who've gone through unimaginable pain and suffering.
Yes.
And how you create such a safe space, such a place of acceptance, and then guide people, you know, like many don't know the Lord, and then you're guiding them straight into encountering the real Jesus. And then, like you said, you get them back in touch with their pain, and before they know it, they're able to articulate through art, you know, or jewelry making, whatever the creative expression is that you guide them in. But really, that's the purpose, isn't it? All the time. I know that you came to the UK recently, and I know you've been working with the community in Southport. Because can we go there? Because obviously, the impact you've had over here, you know, in a community that's been shattered because of what happened. So I'll leave you to tell the story. Will you share with us what happened there and what you actually were able to do?
Yeah. What's great about the power of Jesus is that he gives you like these ideas because of encounters with God to heal. It's a crazy adventure. I remember there was a shooting up in Washington in a state, and I was a speaker there, and all of a sudden I knew, and it was from a Native American family where the shooting had happened. And this one boy who was 14 had shot and killed 4 people in his high school, and then he shot himself. And so I was speaking there. They were reeling from that. And the Lord spoke to me, and he goes, "Teresa, I want you to do a painting." And so I did a painting about this horse riding through the midnight, this midnight area, you know, like darkness, but the light of the moon was on it. And so after I did that, I said, "This goes to the shooter's family." And they just are going, "I didn't know that we were supposed to minister to the shooter's family. But here is a chief who lost his oldest son. And he had a younger brother who was 2 years younger, who was devastated," because you can imagine going back to that high school after that had happened, and to this community. So they gave it to them. And what I found out at the end of that time was that this family had hung this picture that I'd done, and the younger brother had come in and cried every day. "Was my brother's life, was it like, did it mean nothing, whatever?" And he would look at this painting, and he goes, "That's how I found Jesus, because Jesus, well, this person said that Jesus will always be with you." And they would hear horses around their house, but there wouldn't be any horses. So there's a lot of really strong connection. So from that story, I began to ask Holy Spirit, "Lord, show us when there's a tragedy, show us what we can do to bring healing into an environment." So I have a group of, in the UK, David Pennington, who grew up in that area in Southport. And what they did is they had an assembly where he did a huge picture about redemption, a painting, and he brought it into the dinner to just honor the people that had passed away. And the whole entire area was able to mourn and pray together. For the car fire here, we did the same thing. We honored people who had lost their lives in a public event. And that's what we can do through creativity, which is the language of Jesus, right?
Yeah, he's the creator, right?
Yeah, we can bring healing into any environment, and we can bring honor and restore back the things that have been stolen, because the enemy comes to kill, rob, and to destroy. And now guess what? Now he's been commissioned to do a mural there. So it's just crazy what God is doing and how God is moving. And so we don't feel like we have the answer. So my teams go out to New Age festivals and we create art, we prophesy, we have long lines of people that you're telling me everything that I've ever known. I'm going to go to you. I'm not going to go to this one or that booth. And we just see incredible. We go down to EDM concerts and we set up little booths in prophetic art and other stuff. And we see so many people get healed. So it's not just this internal understanding of getting healed, but it's actually, let's go out in the community and help heal their hearts as well, because creativity is accepted in any place in the marketplace. So
it is, absolutely. So when you start to train people, because I know there'll be a lot of people listening, either are wanting to develop their creativity or use their creativity in this way to be able to just, even in a simple way, just bring healing experiences to those, to your family or your friends, or, you know, those just in your immediate life. So what are some of the things that you teach that are like the most important keys that you've found to be able to develop as a creative to then offer this experience to other people that you know that are hurting? What would you say when you're mentoring people are the keys that are the most important to move forward?
Yeah, the most important part is that we have to become like a child. We have to see ourselves in Papa God's, like, you know, hand, because he's going to give us these creative solutions. He's going to give us ways of creating that go way above and beyond what we can ask or imagine. So it's all about the fact that most people, when they think of creativity, they think of an ability. They think of painting. They think of whatever it is.
Yeah.
But every five-year-old knows that they can create the best art. They know that they can dance. They know that they can do a little drama. Why? Because they're celebrated for whatever they do, because they're a child. In the same way, we've come from a pretty strong performance-based culture in the church and in the marketplace, where people are afraid to even share what they've created because they're afraid that it's not perfect enough. There's a lot of shame attached, or there's a lot of comparison that's attached. So the first thing that I do is I have to break off these defeating mindsets of fear of failure, shame, comparison. And I have to say, whatever you create, if you're in the presence of God, has a purpose. It has a place where people are going to be touched. And so you have to take a risk. God rewards risk, not success. So we teach people, number one, that God is a God that is good. He's a Father that loves you, that whatever you create has a purpose, and that when you give it away, you get more. That's a part of the kingdom. So generosity is something that we really teach everybody. So everybody goes out. When we were in the UK, I had a 10-year-old girl with her family. They came from California, so they were with me. The 10-year-old was just did simple drawings for people to prophesy. And she saw people get healed, because what happened in Numbers 21, we're talking about physical healing, Numbers 21, when Moses rose up the bronze serpent, people who were dying because of the snake bites were healed. In the same way, whatever we create can be an open portal for people to encounter God and be healed. So she saw legs get healed. She saw arms get healed. I see this probably every week. I see people get healed physically. Why? Because we need to give them an encounter with God. So it's emotional, it's physical, it's whatever they need. So they're taught that God is supernatural, and they're taught that we are made in God's image. And if we're made in God's image in Genesis 1:27, then we are all creative. So when you speak, you are creating things through what you do, Liz, that are changing people's lives. They're getting encounters. So whenever I create in any kind of form, I have my art and poetry book, people are getting touched. So I just give them permission to play. I give all of my Create Academy students permission to play, to take a risk, to see what God is doing, but to have a creative community where they come back and then they go, ooh, that's awesome that you took a risk. That's awesome that you reached out to this person in the marketplace. So we really are a culture that is highly prophetic, is highly into the supernatural and healing. And we won't stop until we take this into every sphere, every culture, every family. And that's our motto, is let's raise up a catalytic creative community.
Yeah. It really is a movement, isn't it? When you're speaking, I feel that creativity within me, coming to the fore and awakening. And I love what you just said, Teresa, giving people permission to be like children again, like a five-year-old. You know, it's true, isn't it? You think everything you're creating at that age is a masterpiece, you know? just put limits on your mind, do you, at that age? And to just liberate people to reconnect back into that place of innocence, and where that creative flow that's already inside of us, it's part of our design, isn't it? Starts to move. Yeah. And what produced from there, and then marrying that aspect of who we are together with encounters. My gosh, it's just amazing. Okay, I love what you do. It's so important. So I wanted to ask you as well, when people do the university, the Create Academy, what does it look like for people? So, because there will be people, I know you guys, there'll be people watching going, okay, I'd actually like to be liberated and be five again, please. Thank you. Yeah. And then practical equipping to see such profound life-changing results when people are looking at our art. And
that's so good. So what we do is we want everybody to know that they get to play. So when they come into Create Academy, I have courses. So I have Breaking Off Defeating Mindsets. So I have courses that bring people into an understanding of who they are. Like hearing God is another one. So this is based upon understanding a sanctified imagination, understanding encounters. Then there's one on create to be free, which is what we just talked about, the healing at the 6-week course. So I want them to encounter God first.
Yeah.
Just creating and just like, or just hearing God, just understanding who they are in their imagination. Because if they don't believe that they're worthy to be loved and to be honored as a child, they'll always create out of performance for love. And so that dynamic has to be changed. So what I do is I meet with them weekly, and then we have 30 minutes with me and then 30 minutes within a small group where they talk about how they're really doing. How did this course impact you? Because I find that unless they have a small group support system to actually talk through what they're really learning, they don't get far. And then we have like monthly times when people get together that have a heart for art, dance, music, writing as well. But we have people that are business owners. We have people that just want to learn, how can I connect with God to get these creative strategies to change my family? So there's all different kinds of stuff that they can get So they get all my courses, and then they get weekly times with me. They get webinars. They get so many places where they're building a community of people around them that they feel like, oh, I can do that. I can write that book for children, or oh, I can become a mom and really help my child who is dyslexic. It helps them with whatever dream they have to actually move forward.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And just the fact that that support is wrapped around them so that they can be authentic in the journey. Because it is, a lot of it's about self-discovery, isn't it? Like for a lot of us, it's about reconnecting back to that core aspect of who we are and giving ourselves permission and knowing that actually as we do create, we are living as the image of the creator of our Father. And it delights him. You know, it delights him. It's an aspect of the partnership, isn't it, that is so fruitful. And it's not just about creating, you know, huge masterpieces. It's also about, getting the strategies to see our relationships healed, our kids healed. That's a part of creativity, getting a brilliant strategy for your business. You know, it's just, I love it. Absolutely love it. So, okay. So there's about another 200 questions that I want to ask you. I was like, and there was an encounter that I had when you were speaking. I was remembering about it years ago when I was working in Hollywood. For about 3 hours, I was taken up into heaven and saw Jesus in front of me. And next to him, there was an easel. It was an artist canvas on an easel with the face of the lion of the tribe of Judah. So he had a painting of himself next to himself on the throne. And then wave after wave after wave of supernatural faith began to pour out of Jesus and into me. And revelation understanding came into me that there would be a renaissance, a supernatural renaissance of creative arts and performing arts in the future. This was years ago now when I first was commissioned to go and pray for Hollywood. And I started to see the creativity being released in all of us and what we would create, whether it was a song or a book or a music or whatever, or even a relationship, what would be produced would contain a supernatural activation anointing in it, so that as people observe what we create, they encounter God. And it went on for hours, like I said. I came out of it and I had such a hunger to see this birthed in the earth, like, and obviously with what I was praying into in Hollywood at that time, I was serving with the performing arts and the creative arts people in those industries, and when I listened to what you're doing and when I saw you had founded Create Academy, I thought, oh, this is part of the equipping for that I saw all those years ago. It's to see supernatural creativity expressed from our lives and experienced by all of us, because we're all creative, right? We might not all be called to be the next Michelangelo, but we are actually all creative. So I just remembered that and I thought, oh my gosh, this is that. So just in finishing, can I ask you, will you pray just for what is in your powerful spirit for people?
Yes, and I do have a word for people. I felt this the whole time we were talking, Liz. I I feel like there are people that like you've tried to find out who you are by comparing. You've been in this place where you're wondering, when am I ever going to be me? When am I ever going to like start to trust that I have something to create that's different than anybody else? And the Lord, I saw the Lord say to people, if you're in that boat, if you've been in that position for a long time and you've been stuck in a dream or you've been stuck in the way that you view yourself, the Lord is breaking you out of this prison. I saw the chains falling off. I saw the light of God coming into your heart. And he says he created you for a good purpose. And he created you. You are his poema. You are his crowning jewel. And you're not supposed to live in isolation and fear, but you're supposed to come out of hiding. And so I give you an impartation. Everyone who's listening, everyone who understands the heartbeat of heaven, that God created you to be who you've been created to be uniquely you. There's only one you. And I give you just permission to try something, to ask Holy Spirit in your sanctified imagination, who am I to you? Why did you create me for this? What's going on here? And he's going to start to show you in your sanctified imagination the purposes and plans that he's had for you, like what happened to me when I was 4 or 5 from the beginning. And he says, like, you're not supposed to live in a place of fear any longer, but a place of abundance. And so I just release you into a place where you see yourself the way that Papa God sees you, and that you live from heaven to earth, and that God anoints you in this renaissance, in this place, in whatever area that he's called you to creatively live with the Creator, to live with the Holy Spirit, who's going to lead you into all truth and all understanding. I bless you as a mama tea, as a spiritual mama, to come out of hiding and to be released into who you've been created to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow. We agree. Wow. The Lord so strongly. Thank you, Jesus. We agree. Oh, Teresa, thank you so much for giving us your precious time and for all you do for the body of Christ. You are such a blessing.
Thank you. Thank you, Liz, for having me. I absolutely love what you do. And I'm just so honored to be on here and just to see how you have fought the fight of going after the media and going after places where the enemy has tried to put his footprint. And I see it being replaced with what you are doing and people seeing the true God. So it's been an honor. Thank you so much.
Amen. I agree. I receive that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, that the platforms of influence would reveal Jesus.
Yes.
All over the world, which is what he's doing, hey? Yeah, it's what he's doing. He wants to be revealed through our lives, and he's using media to do it. So, amen. Yes. Amen. And guys, thank you for giving us your precious time as well today. And we pray that you have the most amazing week ahead, being liberated to be 5 years old again in your creative capacity, to know that everything you produce is a masterpiece and completely enjoyed by our Father in heaven, and it will be used to bless people. So have an amazing week, and I look forward to being with you again next week. God bless. Over 20 years ago now, I had a life-transforming experience with Jesus. He enabled me to begin to walk with him in a supernatural way, where a lifestyle of encounters became my normal. And that's why I wrote Reflecting God. I have literally poured out into this book all of the keys that I have learned down the years on how you walk this kind of life with him. I encourage you, pick up a copy.